theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
The Eagle has landed. The discussion has begun. I'm excited for this one. This one's going to be interesting because I think it's an important conversation for us to kind of make sure that our heads are in the right space.
Yeah.
And I also think a lot of people maybe at this point are like, "What? Why are you doing what you do?"
Yeah.
You know, like that was one of our opening quotes in one of our videos that we made when we did Life Out of the Box 1, which is, why do we do what we do?
Yeah.
And I think that it's important for us to address this as we're getting kind of hot. We've done a lot of episodes so far, and
Yeah. We're
definitely more than halfway there to get to a full year of podcasting every single day, or getting to 365 total podcasts. And I think it's important for us to address, not only with our friends, but with each other, why do we choose to podcast? I mean, to be fully honest, not like we're making millions of dollars here, and we
True.
Are spending a significant amount of time having these discussions. You know, each one takes at least 30 minutes plus all the editing, et cetera, et cetera. So why do we do it, babe? Why don't you kick it off? You know, what is the purpose of doing it?
Good question. Well, you know, there are a lot of thoughts that I have, and I am excited to have this discussion with you because I think it's good for us to check in,
yeah.
You know, like
this is like a little bit of a check in.
It is, because we've been doing this for a really long time. We were so nervous to even launch it initially, and we had a couple of check ins earlier on, but we haven't really done one in a while. So
yeah.
I think, you know, why do we podcast? Well, first of all, I absolutely love the fact that I get to have these conversations with my husband. Like I have like designated time in the day where I get to talk about the things that we both are so fascinated by with each other. Meaningful. Yeah. And it really does help. I think through our conversation, all of our conversations, it really helps us clarify, you know, our direction, our path,
right.
Really like following our curiosity, but then also knowing when to focus and like what is really most important to us.
Right.
Sometimes we'll listen back to an episode when we're having like a low moment or, you know, having a hard time. And it's actually really useful in terms of just for us individually. So I'm going from like the very micro, obviously, into the macro. But I think, you know, it really does help us as we're going through like a very weird year. And we're going through, you know, a weird year in terms of pandemic, but we're also, you know, going through a transition of our own of really trying to figure out what's this next phase for us for Life Out of the Box, you know, and all of this stuff. And
in all honesty, I think one thing that we've come to realize in this time from graduating to where we are now is entrepreneurship is going to be stuck with us forever. Like we cannot separate ourselves from that. And maybe I kind of realized that a little bit when we were doing our PhD program, but I feel more than ever like, dude, for life. Like, that's why I really feel it's going to be hard for me to ever say like I'm truly retired, because I can't envision that when I feel like so connected to this idea of creating something. Like, it's like it's getting really close to like my life purpose. Sorry to bring you off track, but that's just what I was thinking.
No, I'm 100% with you. I really do believe that. And I think that's it was a really important thing for us to figure out, you know, because after our PhD, obviously the next phase when you get a PhD is usually getting a 10-year track position as a professor and researcher at a good university. And we knew we could do that, but was that really what we wanted in the end? And we decided that we wanted to go a different way. And so through these conversations, we've really understood, it kind of brought us back to who we really are. And I feel like this podcast, we don't edit the conversations. We don't try to clean it up or anything like that. We really show you our authentic true self. And I think by doing that, by forcing ourselves to record and to actually put ourselves out there.
Right.
And in an authentic way. I mean, truth be told, I mean, when we first started Life Out of the Box, we had a blog, and the idea of the blog was that we didn't have a business started yet. Mm-hmm. We wanted to bring people along the journey of trying to start something in another country that would give back.
Yeah.
And we did write. We wrote a blog post at least once a week, right, when we were first starting. But to be honest, doing a podcast every day, you guys are actually hearing really the development of us in real time.
Very raw.
Well, it's actually more, it's more in depth in terms of like, you get inside access into the development of what we're creating.
Yeah.
And even though we haven't really explicitly said what we're creating yet, it's still in process, but you're actually getting to hear the thought process and why we're going in certain directions, right?
I think it's really funny because I do often think if people listen to our podcast, they'd have a really clear understanding of where our heads are
Me
at.
Me too.
You know, like there's a lot of people who we love and who are excited about what we're doing next. And they're like, what are you doing? And I'm just thinking, you know, it's really easy. If you want to know, just listen to a few episodes. Just click on a couple that of questions that, because our podcasts are questions, that are interesting to you. And in you clicking on them, I think very quickly you're going to see kind of where our heads are at. And therefore, I think it's kind of fun to be able to like have it almost like time stamped and being able to share that with the people that I consider friends. Anyone who listens to this is sincerely a friend to me.
I agree. I mean, because this is really, I mean, we really haven't marketed our podcast very much at all yet.
No.
And so it's kind of like a private conversation between us two that whoever's listening to us, like you guys are really like a part of our inner circle, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you've been listening for however long you have been, even if it's just been for like a few episodes, you really are getting an inside understanding of our brains and what we're working on. Cause like we literally wake up super early in the morning and we don't stop until we actually are so exhausted. And that's not like we know the limits of that. We always, you know, take breaks when we need to go
for walks and stuff. We have an easier Saturday. We sometimes try to take Saturday off, or we try to make it easier, but yeah, you're right. We do know that we are not superheroes.
But we also know that this process doesn't happen overnight. And I think a lot of times some people in one's life, and it could be your loved ones or it could just be your friends or acquaintances or whatever, when they say, you know, what are they even, what are you doing? What is she doing? What is he doing? Whatever it is, the question is, well, it's a lot easier to respond to that if it's easily categorizable, right? Like you have a job, so they're good. They're just working for this, right? And so sometimes we just kind of like throw that out there, you know, to people like, just leave us alone. Cause it's like hard to actually describe what we're really actually working on, and things are moving really fast and rapid, but it's not just about business for us either. It's also about, if you guys have been listening, it's not just about like entrepreneurship and business and investing. We do incorporate all of those things that we're interested in, and also the social impact and giving.
Exactly.
But it's also about like philosophically, what is life, right? Like, and we're going through a weird time, you know, not only as, you know, in America, but I think around the world, this pandemic kind of shook everyone to their core. And so, you know, we're talking a lot about like, you know, how to deal with stress and how to like, you know, just philosophically, what is our ideal life and what is the ideal life? What does retirement mean? You know, like just questioning things that I think often aren't questioned enough. And, hopefully, I mean, the reason why we do the podcast, it's like, I don't know. There's a lot of different reasons. And I think that those reasons actually haven't been fully realized yet.
Well, I actually have a few reasons that I can clearly state.
Okay. I want to hear them.
I feel like when we are creating each episode, we are creating value.
Yeah.
And I do sincerely believe that the most valuable, like what is true wealth? I think true wealth is like knowledge. Like if you could have any superpower in the world, it would be knowledge, because then all the other resources could be easily acquired.
Yeah.
So I feel as though when we have these conversations, it's us helping each other gain value by like sharing each other's brains. The more I hear you talk to me about your perspective on something, the more I learn. Same, I like to think the same for you as
Absolutely.
Well. And then the fact that we're sharing it with our friends, I feel like it's a great opportunity for them to like pick our brains or hear a different perspective on an issue that maybe they're familiar with, or maybe perhaps they are not. And in doing so, I sincerely believe that these podcast episodes are timeless. Like a lot of them don't necessarily relate specifically to what's going on today. For example, if I go onto YouTube, I watch CBS News. Once I watch the news in the morning, I'm never going to go back and watch that same news clip 20 or 40 years later.
Yeah.
And I think that we put a lot of effort into each episode that we create to provide insight that would be something that if, you know, we had great-great-grandkids, they could listen to it and actually learn from and gain knowledge from hearing that kind of perspective whether it be like in that era or whether it trans, and it will translate to them in their young age, you know?
Yeah.
And therefore, I think it is important for us to just create as many as possible. Obviously, we're doing it like every single day because it's just another one that we can put into the bank of like, we created this. Here's another, you know, podcast episode that is timeless, that once it's created, this could be listened to like 5 years from now by someone I have no connection with. And that could lead to something else. And so I do feel a lot of it is, it's sincerely a way that we can create value, the value that we cherish the most, which is having discussions, which is the best way for sharing knowledge.
Yeah, I think discussion and conversation is really the best way to kind of really shake out your own ideas. What have you read? What have you listened to? What have you watched? And it's not like, I mean, the worst thing that you could do is just basically have a conversation and just regurgitate what someone else wrote or what someone else did, right? I think that a conversation forces you to kind of put your own perspective on it, right? Or at least when you're doing it with someone else, it's like someone can challenge, well, like, how do you know that, right? And the truth is like, we all should have more conversations. I think that's one thing that, you know, I've said many times that we're all kind of missing, obviously, is not only just that in-person contact and community, but I think more than that, even before the pandemic, it was like, how do you have really good conversations where you feel like both parties like leave feeling like really rewarded, you know, like that was really amazing. Like, how many times have you had a conversation with someone at a party and you leave that conversation just like, wow, that was really awesome. Like whether it was just out of pure enjoyment, whether it was something that you really learned, that you got really excited about, or that you felt really good because you contributed a lot to it, you know, like however you want to, you know, describe it. I just think that it's actually pretty rare to have those types of conversations, right?
I agree. It's not easy.
It's not.
But I think because we are actively, like when we're doing this, it's probably like the most focused I am throughout the day. Like I am very, very focused on what you're saying, and I'm thinking it through to make sure that what I'm about to say next is going to be contributing to the conversation more so than like just honestly a normal conversation, like a dinner table conversation. This is, I recognize that this is going to be recorded and this will be online possibly forever. And so therefore I want to put a lot of thought into my words before I say them. And I think that makes it kind of become more meaningful, every single word that comes out of my mouth.
Yeah. And in a way, I think that it also has made us both appreciate the art of the conversation. And actually, when I have a conversation with someone, I am very focused on them now. Like, I mean, I always kind of was. I mean, I was always a really good listener, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Thanks. But I think that the big thing that I wanted to work on was feeling comfortable enough to find my own voice to speak my opinion, because I usually like to just listen and not really insert my own thoughts. I feel like that part, this podcast has really helped us both in terms of like, when you have a conversation with someone and you're looking at them and you start to realize actually, you know, how much they appreciate when we're having this conversation right now and I'm focused on you and it's not just one way, it's both. Right. And I think that's a really important skill in terms of...
So it's good for our skills too. But what is the value that we're aiming to get out of this besides all the like learning from it and the creating of value for ourselves? Like for example, here's a broad question. Do you think that our podcast could be something that we could make a significant amount of money on that could be equivalent to like an annual salary?
I do.
Go ahead.
I have a hard time answering this because I don't feel like I am that special or whatever, like that everyone should be listening to me. Like that's not my attitude, I guess. It's like I do think and I hope that our listeners are getting value out of our conversations.
Yeah.
And I do think that if that value is translated to multiple people, I do think that eventually it could be get to a point where we would be able to make enough money just living off of a podcast. But I think the key thing that you and I have talked about many times is we're really trying to think differently here, right? We're really trying to think about like, okay, so we know that there's the advertising model. We know that there's a sponsorship model. We know all of these things. Now, is there anything else? Mm. And that's kind of what we're seeking. And one of the reasons why we haven't really been pushing marketing on this podcast, we're really trying to figure out, you know, like what is this for, right? Like, and it's not just for us to reflect on later. You know, I think that'll be really interesting and fun. Mm-hmm. But really, like, why are we recording audio? Why are we so focused on audio? There's something about audio and real life conversation that you and I, like, we know Clubhouse kind of pulled those together, right? Real live audio conversations in a group. People are talking, right? That happened only in this last year when we started podcasting, right?
Yep.
I would say, so that was an interesting finding, but like where, and we've actually participated in Clubhouse conversations. We've like actually been the speakers in Clubhouse conversations. It's been interesting, but I do think that there's something different about a podcast, like where you're like, okay, you have 30 minutes and live time, like don't edit it. Just have a conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's just between you and the other person.
Right.
And I do, I don't know. I think that we're onto something in terms of, one thing that we stick to is like the authenticity, right? Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that I think is at the core of what we're trying to
prioritize
in terms of the value that we offer. It's like, it's authenticity. It's an open mind. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're not trying to tell you what is right and wrong, right? We're not trying to like necessarily teach you from like a textbook. We're basically trying to bring you along on the discovery of a lot of things
exactly,
with us.
Yeah.
And so there are some people who maybe aren't that interested, but I know there are a lot of people who are, and we've actually heard a lot from many of them, which is amazing. Now, I do have a question for you.
Well, hold on. I want to know. So do you think that we could actually make a salary from these episodes that we're creating?
Yeah, I do.
I definitely think we can, and I definitely think we will be looking at different ways of doing so, and it may not just be, like, I remember when we did our very first episode, we said, you know, like, is it going to be the podcast that's going to be the big game changer, or could it be something that comes from the podcast?
Yeah.
That was like hatched in the discussions, and maybe it's bouncing from the audio to a different platform. Who knows?
Right.
And I definitely could see this becoming a different way for us to make a significant salary from it.
Yeah.
We've talked about different ways of integrating our audio with different visuals, and we've talked about how digital content can now be tokenized, where it can be exchanged, where you know that the ownership of this is owned by this individual. We are now like fully, I would say I can confidently state that we have a good amount of knowledge, more than, I would say honestly, more than anyone that I personally know, on how the inner workings of digitalized items are exchanged online.
Yeah.
And I think that in all reality, our podcast, we can't currently say that it's going to be something that's going to be connected to that, but I can say that there is a whole realm of opportunity there.
Yeah.
And what's the key to being able to participate in that? Well, you have to have some kind of digital content.
Yeah.
And at this point, we have 100 and something episodes. That's a lot of digital content.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be something that we're going to integrate? I don't know. Are we riding a wave right now that will help contribute us to making a wave? Absolutely. And so therefore, I would say this podcast, we recognize that it is a lot of work, but your whole first part of this conversation, you emphasize that this doesn't feel like work and we're getting so much more out of it than what we're feeling as though we're putting in.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
All right, what's your question?
Well, I mean, we finished a book recently, and at the end of it, it was kind of a surprising ending. But really, what we were talking about afterwards was the idea that this guy was like, you could be doing everything perfect. You could actually be creating the best content. You could be doing the best business and whatnot, but it actually doesn't mean anything if no one knows about it.
Right.
So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I definitely think that we should put more effort into marketing it, but I do think that the value, the main value that we're getting out of this whole ordeal is not necessarily from having lots of listeners.
Yeah.
Even though that's probably the best way that you can actually monetize in this current realm.
In this current phase, yeah.
But I do believe that the most value we can do is actually create.
Yep.
And rather than focusing, because it's a seesaw, you can't have both of them up on the seesaw.
Yeah.
If one's up, one's down.
Yeah.
And you have to have that balance, and we're doing a bunch of things. Like, it's been pretty crazy. You updated your resume, your Vita recently, and I was like, holy crap, honey.
Yeah,
like,
it was
who
crazy.
Are you? And so as we're trying to like balance all the things, if we are going to forego, if we are going to pursue our efforts into marketing our podcast, then something's going to have to give.
Yeah.
And maybe some things will change naturally and then we will have more time to do that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't really, I've never wanted to be like that kind of self-promoter. So I do have a hard time with that. And yeah. I'm also trying to find that balance of like, I don't really care. Like,
yeah.
it really doesn't matter to me. Like, a million people are listening
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, I agree.
But I understand that's currently the best way to make value of it. But I think perhaps there's going to be something else. Like, I always think like, okay, so for example, here's a weird thought. When we started Life Out of the Box, we said, wouldn't it be cool if we could watch Steve Jobs like write or read his journal while yeah. he was like creating it. And then you see like Leonardo da Vinci's big
drawings,
book.
Yeah.
And that sold to Bill Gates later and
yeah.
it's like into his brain.
Yep.
And it's an amazing idea that you can actually see how they were thinking and processing things as they were creating so much.
Yeah.
You know? I think that there is that value that we did with Life Out of the Box, where if one thing goes right, you know, like we talk about Medicovin or Elon Musk, if one thing goes right, boom, and you made a lot, all of a sudden, all those previous assets that you created are going to be worth more if they are demonstrating how you got to where you are.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
And therefore, I could see this being almost a weird investment, but a weird investment into betting on ourselves.
Exactly. I completely agree. I feel like that's what this is. I feel like it's an investment into ourselves. It's an investment into recording and documenting a moment in time,
mm-hmm.
because a year from now, we know life is going to be very different. And to yeah. be able to reflect back on it, I don't know where this journey is going to take us. We never really have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to be able to invest our own time into ourselves is mm-hmm. probably the best thing I could envision us doing right now.
Right,
and
yeah.
that, and the podcast is a big part of it. And I actually really do like, the fact that it is kind of private.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, mm-hmm. like, if you know about it, it's because someone told you about it, or you know us personally, or you just randomly found it. Like,
right.
we really haven't done any push towards marketing, and that's kind of been on purpose.
Yeah.
We know the underlying, trust me, like, I do marketing for a lot of other companies.
Yeah.
I know how to do it. It's not like it's a lack of knowledge. It's a resistance to wanting this to maybe be an experiment for something else.
Mm.
And I do feel
awesome.
Like I value like the smaller group.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a million people who I don't know, who don't know me, who have never, you know, I don't.
It's a weird mindset, but I understand
it is weird.
What you're saying.
It's well, especially when you're in, the act of creating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the process of that, I mean, we've talked about how it's important to know when to put the blinders on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
to not listen to the outside. And I feel like marketing automatically, you're saying, you know what, I'm asking for more input here.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I think that, you know, I know who listens to this podcast. I look at the data and I know, and the analytics, and I,
well, we don't like, no, we don't know that you're
no,
listening.
No. Yes.
This right
actually
now.
The data,
you can be,
exactly.
you can feel confident that we're not,
we don't
creeping
know who
on you
are. Yeah. Actually the data does not show like even male, female or age range, which is really interesting actually.
Yeah.
So I really don't know who you are unless you've
we
reached out to
location
us.
Location based.
We know location.
Broadly.
You know how many downloads, and it's doing great, honestly. I'm like surprised
yeah.
by how many people are listening to
well,
us without
biggest,
any
marketing. Our biggest contribution to marketing was just ensuring the availability to listen to this wherever you are in the world.
Yeah.
So it was like, how many different platforms can we put our podcast on so that people in different countries that don't use Apple, iTunes, or Spotify can actually still participate in our conversations
yeah.
and, you know, get hopefully gain something out of it. And I think that was like, that's an okay, like I feel very comfortable putting in that effort, which I don't know if we would call it marketing, but it's just extending our reach. You know?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we're on like 20 something different platforms now, podcast
yeah.
platforms, and that just speaks to the industry right now that is It is consolidating, but not at the scale of like social media, where there's only like 5 social media platforms, yeah, right? And you choose the one based on your target market or whatever. Some you have to pay to play. You know, there's very few organic interactions that happen anymore. And so I think that there's just something pure about podcasts right now. There's something pure about the data or the lack thereof of the people who listen to it. There really is. Like, I can't emphasize strongly enough, like, how little the transparency of data for podcasts is right now. It's kind of like a black box. I mean, I'm sure Spotify knows everything on Joe Rogan because they spent $100 million on him, right? And they're working on getting better analytics for sure for podcasts. But I think that right now it's just kind of a fun time to play, right? Like, I mean, remember the days of the 90s when like blogs were all the rage and there was no analytics, but people knew. They either knew about it or they didn't. And if you knew about it, like, you knew what type of person you were. Like, and I feel like there's just something cool about that. I mean, in my research about, you know, like, there's conspicuous consumption or inconspicuous consumption.
Right.
Conspicuous consumption is more about I'm consuming this particular product because of a brand that is going to reflect externally on, like, to me, to others, right? So I'll buy this Louis Vuitton bag and I'm gonna buy the one that has the LV all over it so everyone knows. Like, I want everyone to know. I want everyone to know about my Ferrari. I want everyone to know that I have a Tesla, right? Then there's inconspicuous consumption, where it's actually like they're really it's really subtle, and only the people who would know about it would actually appreciate it. And so I am very much more drawn towards inconspicuous consumption.
Right.
I always have been. And it's not necessarily having to do with luxury products. It's just in terms of like, oh, this is like, this is, I just discovered this and like no one knows about it yet. This is cool. You know?
Yeah, I'm like that with restaurants, you know?
Yeah.
I love, like, when we were going to Singapore, it was fun going to the places with the super long lines, but like the most epic street food that we had in all of Asia was by far the wonton place in the alleyway, the dark alleyway made by grandma and grandpa. And you were like, it was like 5 minutes before, and you were like, are you sure we're in the right place? This is super sketch. And I was like, I swear this place, it's got like a few good ratings, but I've never heard, like, this is so crazy. All of a sudden, boom, best thing ever, like handmade. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So it's those gems that maybe aren't like globally recognized, that they kind of get their way up there just almost organically.
Exactly. We appreciate how organic inconspicuous consumption really is, actually. I feel like that there's something there that we're really, we can't let go of. That is something we're tied to, just at least for now.
Like, if you know, you know.
Yeah. Like, if you, honestly, I mean, I talk to my friends and my family, and I know who listens and who doesn't, right?
We're not calling people out, though.
No, not at all. No, but I'm just saying, like, they all do. They're all so sweet. They're all so supportive. For everyone, yes. No, they're all so supportive, but not everyone knows, and that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like you've sought out and you've listened to us for a reason. And if it was only for just one time, that's okay. At least you've heard it, you know? Yeah. And if you continue to listen to it, then literally the next time you call me, it's like, okay, well, I've caught up on what you're up to these days. Like, let's chat about whatever you want now, you know? And it is hard to, you know, keep up with everyone and stuff like that. And I feel like it's easier to do so when people are posting constantly.
Yeah. I also think that we are kind of private people in general.
Yeah,
like,
we are.
I think that we went full circle. Like, when we did Life Out of the Box, social media was a different thing for us at the time. And we felt like this is how we're going to share our story. And it was always almost like appeasing to the market. Like, we need to make this more visual. What will be the thing that grabs their attention? You know, like, how do we write this blog post so like it gets a lot of attention? And that was taken too far, where at the time when we were doing it, they never even had the term clickbait.
Yeah.
And now clickbait is like a prominent statement.
Yeah.
And it's like the worst statement that we could ever hear. And so we're not going to title our podcast episodes with something like, oh, that we got to click on this one.
Yeah.
It's more just like casual. And if you want to check it out, you can. But for us, it's like there's a bigger picture behind it. And we kind of, I think this whole discussion demonstrated that we acknowledge what that is. And we're going to just keep going with it. And it's going to be exciting to see what comes out of it.
But I'm excited too. And just lastly, I just want to say, I think that there's something really interesting, and maybe we do a podcast on this later, about the fact that there is no algorithm that we're trying to cater to. Like that, like by not marketing on social media and on YouTube and all of this stuff, we're actually not catering to the company's algorithm. We're just doing what we want to do.
Yeah.
And I think that the lack of data also allows us to do that too.
Right.
Obviously, we see which podcast episodes are more downloaded than others and which days are more listened to than others. But overall, I think in a weird way, by us not marketing, we are actually keeping our podcast more original and authentic to who we are. So I'm proud of that. And I hope that we do provide value to our listeners, and we love hearing from you. So please do reach out to us in any way, shape, or form.
Every single day, because we love it, and because we also acknowledge that the more we do it, the better we get at it, the more we learn, the more we grow, the more value that we shall attain through the knowledge that we create.
Exactly. And actually, lastly, we also want to create a community. And if you're listening to this, you're part of our crew. You're part of our community. So we want to create a little community of people who want to change the world, create their own stuff, and make a positive impact in the long run. So thanks so much for listening to us. Seriously, if you guys listen to this all the way through, we love you. We appreciate you. We wouldn't be able to do this, you know, without you guys. I mean, it's a part of this is putting ourselves out there to you. So we just love hearing from you, and we value and appreciate you very much. So looking forward to talking to you tomorrow, and we will see you then. Bye.